Abai Barava in disagreement with Reish Lakish. The shaila is whether a person has the manas to say parati talks money. Yeah. So what's the din on the level of the raisa? If I say that I lent you $1,000 and you never paid up, so if you say parati or you say lo lavisi, if I have eidim that you borrowed, so you can't say lo lavisi. I don't have any eidim. It's my word against your word. So you're kaifer hakol. So you're kaifer hakol min atorah. You're neman b'lishuah mederabban. You have to swear shuah eses. And Taisus points out in the beginning of the second parak in Kedushin, the Gemara has a loshen. Vahashto means in the days of Ravina Ravashi, when the Talmud Bavli was completed, Vahashto, that the Rabbanan introduced the Shua Seses, so the fellow would have to swear Shua Seses. So that's what Taisus disagrees with Rashi. Rashi writes on Mishnayis and Shavuos that Shua Seses is a din with the Rabbanan that appears in the Mishnah. Taisus says it can't be. The Gemara says Vahashto. Hashto means it was instituted in the days of the later Amorim. The Rosh was the Rabbanim in the Mishnais, but that's not called Shua Seses. Shua Seses is when the fellow is kai for Hakol. I say, I lent you money, you never paid back, and you say, lo lavisa, you say paraiti, so then with the Rabbanim you have to swear. Okay. But Minatoriyo Neman to be kai for Hakol. What if the fellow, instead of saying lo lavisa or paraiti, he says, machalto, on this chayavta li kenegdon? So Mikra Din, the Rishonim say, there's a long Mordechai on our daf when he talks about this. Achalto, and this Chayavta Lekenegdan is Gemaris in Shavuos, with the Ran on the Rif in Shavuos. So if the other party says, Machalto, on this Chayavta Lekenegdan, it's very fishy. Why should I be Machal? I'm not so wealthy. I lent you $1,000, I want the money back. If it's $5 and you say Machalto, okay, then you know, that's like koi frako, that's like lalavisi aparaiti. But if you say machalta on $1,000, that's probably not true. That's a taina reya. That's the loshen of daran. Reya tainasi. It's a raiv that is not true. So then you have to come on to migu. If it's a situation where the nitva could have said lalavisi, could have said paraiti, would have been believed. So any other taina that he advances, even though it doesn't qualify as kofer hakol because there's a roiv against it, you're not mighty moment based on a roiv. That's machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, and we pasken like Shmuel. And helch b'moment achar haroiv. You're not mighty moment based on it. That's a gemara takaleid and bava basra and amechas paris. So we pasken and helch b'moment achar. You're not mighty moment based on a roiv. But still, it's not a tainus kofer hakol. Kofer hakol is only neman in the chumash. Yeah, where does it say in the chumash kofer hakol is neman? So Taisus in the beginning of Bava Metzia points out the very beginning of Gimel. So Taisus in the beginning of Dalet, somewhere in the very beginning. So Taisus points out, says in the chumash, Hashiyeh mekihu zeh adu alakim biyavad darashneim hashiyashin lehim shalashnaim dereyeh. Elohim in that pasuk is chol, it's not kodesh. You're not supposed to say Elohim. Adu Elohim yavad v'ashem v'shiyashin. Elohim v'shalom shlam l'reyev. Elohim over there means bezin. It means bezin smuchim. It doesn't refer to HaKodesh Baruch Hu. So it says in the Chumash that Adu Elohim yavad v'ashem that he has to swear a shvuah d'araisa by moed v'miktsas. Hashem ikihu zeh. Hashem ikihu zeh v'loi zeh. He's moed v'miktsas and kofi v'miktsas. And the mashmas of the pasuk is that if the nitva is kofer hakol, then he's neman b'lishvo. He doesn't have to swear at all. So he's only called kofer hakol. He's only neman b'lishvo on the level of the rice. If he says lalavisi or paraiti, or he says machalta, I lent you a dollar. So you say machalta, okay. So that's a tainus kofer hakol. But he says machalta on $1,000, mehecha teisa. Why should I be machal? I'm not so wealthy. Why should I be machal on $1,000? I'm not so friendly with you. Why should I be mechal $1,000? So the likelihood is that it's not true. But you can't be motzi mamon based on a raif. But still, you shouldn't be neman, because that's not, you don't have namanas of kofer hakol. So that's the halacha of migu. Where does it say migu in the chumash? Or the ktsoi says he throws up his hands, he doesn't know. He does not know where the pasuk is, but he says it must be a pasuk somewhere. It must be that the chazal learned it from a pasuk. It's not a swara. So in a situation where the roiv is, the likelihood is that the taina of the nitva is not true, then you have to have kamanta the namanis of migru. Yeah. So what happens, let's say it's ter chazman, hamalus chavero lizman, kaveh zman lachavero. Here Tosin says, I'm a read, dafke kaveh zman, abal istam haba lachoshim lay ter shloshim yom ter zman. That's not called ter zman. The Rashba on this daf, the Shit Megvetzes quotes this Rashba. The Rashba on this daf quotes that the Goinim said this, and all the Rishonim went along. The Rashba is not so convinced that it should be so. He says it doesn't seem to fit into the Gemara. So we paskan like that. We don't paskan like that, Rashba. We assume like the Tosfos quoted the Ri, and it comes from before the days of the Ri. The Goinim say like that. It's only hakaveh zman lachaveira. So let's say I give you $20,000 and you can keep it for 5 years. And then in the middle of the 5 years, I say, how are things going? I lent you $20,000. You're going to make a big investment? Did you make any money? The guy says, I made money. I paid you already. I paid you back the money already. He tells me, a year after I lent him money, 2 years after, he has another 3 years to go. I lent him $20,000 for 5 years. So in the middle, I'm not asking them for the money. I'm just asking, how are things going? So he says, it went very well, and I paid you back all the money. I say, what do you mean you paid back? It's not true. I have no right to ask him for the money within the 5 years. I don't have schusay tviya. But he says he paid. So that's what Rish Lakish says. Why? Because a chazoke ain't on a paret tos man. What do you mean chazoke? That's the Loshan HaGemar Lama Beis. The Gemara calls it a Chazoka. Chazoka. So he mentioned the Prima Godim. It's important to keep that in mind. The Prima Godim and the Psicha Kolelos to Orach Chaim is not really a general introduction to Orach Chaim. It's an introduction to all of Torah Sheba'al Peh. He starts off, it's very kedai to read. It's really a Sefer Bifnei Atzman, only in the pages in the Orach Chaim. Just a few pages, but it could be printed in a separate Sefer. With commentaries on it. It is printed. It was printed over many times with quite a few commentaries. So he starts off with the Machloikis, the Prima Godim, and the Psich HaKalos starts off the Machloikis in Gittin on Daf Samach, I think, in the middle of Perek HaNizokin, where the Rov Torah is Balpeh, Rov Torah is Bechsav. What's the Rov of the Torah? Is it Torah Shebechsav or is it Torah Shebalpeh? So he quotes the Kasha from the Sefer Be'er Sheva. How can it be a machlokes? You look in any library. The Tanakh is only 24 svarim, and the Torah Sheba'al Peh is endless. You have the Mishnayos and the Tosefta's and the Bavli and the Yerushalmi and the rest of the Torah Sheba'al Peh is way more than the 24 svarim. 24 svarim of the Kisvei HaKodesh. So the Be'er Sheva gives an answer, and the Prima Godim talks about it, and then he discusses what's the difference in the machlokes of Yechon and Rav Lozer. Whether Rav Torah is Bechsav or Rav Torah is Baal Peh. And he talks about a lot of differences between Torah Shebechsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. And then he has a lot that goes on and on and on and on to discuss many other things. After quite a while, he gets to this topic, says the word Chazok appears in the Gemara with many different meanings, not to be confused with each other. I remember once there was a meeting of Rabbeim and Yeshiva, so before we got to discuss the business, and one of the Rabbeim decided he's going to say a Dvater. So his vater was all based on a mistake. He didn't realize that the word chazok has different meanings in different contexts. Sometimes over here, chazok ein on emparei tos mana. That's a rubid aloysi kamon. And sometimes chazok means, I am muchzak on the money. Hamoitzim hachaver, all of our life, I am muchzak on the money. That's a different meaning. Sometimes chazok means, betrays him, they have a chazok, betlas him, they have a chazok. If you mal a baby and the baby dies because of the bris, and you don't know whether that indicates that the baby has hemophilia or not necessarily, it's a rare thing, hemophilia. So how many babies have to die in this family till you establish that there's a suffix that maybe the baby has hemophilia? So if only one baby dies, that's not even a latest suffix. You will certainly do the bris on the next baby. Today, the doctors can tell. There's a test. They can tell whether the baby has hemophilia. Days of the Gemara, they knew there was such a sickness, but they didn't know how to test for it, how to ascertain whether a baby has it or not. But in the days of the Gemara, today it's not relevant. In the days of the Gemara, how many babies have to die that it should be considered a suffix. Not that it's going to be a vadai that he has in his that it should be considered a latest a suffix. So that's a makalek. It's Rabbi Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, whether betrays him, they have a chazaka, or betlaz him, they have a chazaka. How many times does a strange occurrence have to repeat itself till you begin to discern that there's a pattern over here? Then what kinds of chazaka? Chazaka in the meikara. If, let's say, behemah b'chaya b'ches kisisra, and then it's a live animal, has an isa ein zavuach. It's not kishacht, and it's an isa asay. You're not allowed to eat it. And then you shechted the animal, and this is safik in hilcha shechita. This is safik if you did a good job in the shechita or not, you're not sure. So behemah, om ravuna, behemah b'chaya b'ches kisisra, and then it's such a yivar lapa menishchato. Or let's say the reverse, let's say, I have a piece of meat in the refrigerator. We must have given that marshal, and I put it on the second shelf. And on the shelf above it, I had a container of milk, and it was leaking, and I didn't realize that it was leaking. So then tomorrow I have the meat in the bowl right there, directly below the container of milk, and it's soaking in milk. So if it was soaking in milk for 24 hours, then you say kavish kebavushol, and you can't just squeeze out all the meat, squeeze out the milk from the meat, and keep on soaking in water, squeeze it out. We said, kavish kemavushal, not going to help. But if it's soaking for less than 24 hours, then you don't apply kavish kemavushal. There are three different opinions. How long does it have to soak? The Gemara says, kula yoyma, all day long. So some Rishonim say, kula yoyma, 12 hours in a day. Has to soak for 12 hours. We pask in the middle, shita, 24 hours. Kula yoyma means from every day has 24 hours. A day with the night is a whole day. Then there's an opinion, 3 days. Where they get the idea, the Gemara's Lashon is kula yoyma, all day long. Itar like kula yoyma b'chalva, if you soak the flesh in the milk, all day long. So there's a third sheet that you have to soak it for 3 days in order to say kavish kemavusha. That we don't accept at all. Where they get the idea of soaking 3 days? Because the Gemara says, if you have a tray for pot, you have to kasher it before you cook kosher food in it. Otherwise, it'll make the kosher food treif. You're not allowed to cook kosher food in a treif of pot. So how do you kasher a pot? So sometimes you do hagola, and sometimes you need libun. If it's a broiler, and I was broiling, let's say the people before me used to broil nevelos. Non-Jewish people used this apartment before I moved in. And there's a broiler in the bottom of the stove. There's a broiler, and they used to broil nevelos of treifas, non-Jewish people. So when I come in, if I want to kasher the broiler, I have to kasher it with libun, with kibbolah kach polto. But let's say you have a pot where I used to cook. The people before had a tray for pots. I used to cook tray for food in the pot. And then I used to cook it with roitev, with liquid in it. So then you say kibbolah kach polto, you need hagolah. So the Gemara says, what happens if you have kalim that became tray through b'liyas tzayna, through kavish kemavushal? They used to keep tray for wine. They kept treifa wine in the barrels. Or they held, they used to hold, have a container, chveis. The people before me used the camel's milk, or horse's milk, whatever, pig's milk. And they used to hold it in this container for kovish kemavushon. So then the Gemara says, since it's only a b'liyas tzaynen, so you can kasha the treifa pot, kibbola kach polta, the same way with baleya. That's how you determine which form of kosherization you need. So if it's a b'liyas tzaynin, ha'yidei kavush, so then you can get b'ila b'yiri gimel yamim. If you soak the kli, even if it's a klicheres, even though klicheres ha'gola doesn't help, the Gemara says in Pesachim ha'torah he'ida klicheres, she'ni yoytze midei dofya li'olam, you need dafka libun, ha'gola doesn't help on a klicheres. That's because there was a b'liya b'chamin, but if the klicheres only has a b'liya b'tzaynin, then the Gemara says, it's not really it's a Yerushalmi, it's a Gemara, a little bit, the Yerushalmi, a little bit more, you put it together, it's all quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, you need mili v'yiru gimel yamim, you have to soak it for 24 hours, the treifa pot, you have to have a tub full of water, a bathtub full of water, you soak it, you have water there, and then you change the water after 24 hours, then you soak it again another 24 hours, then you let out all that water, you soak it a third time. So after you do mili v'yiru gimel yamim, after soaking it for 3 days, for 72 hours, changing the water after every 24 hours is up. So then, kibola kafpota, that will succeed. You will succeed in removing the treifa bliya. So that's what some of the Rishonim came up with, the idea that you only say kavish kamavushal if it's kavish 3 days. Because the fact that the Gemara says kibola kachpolto, and you need midi v'yira gimel yom, you have to soak it for 3 days, shows that the way it became nivla was with 3 days. And we don't accept that opinion. We just, kibola kachpolto is just kaveh what form of kashering you need. Would he need hagola, or libun, or kavush? But once you, since it became treif ayidei kavush, so you can do hagola, you can kasher it ayidei kavush, so then it has its own rules and regulations. How does that work? So then you, the din says you have to soak it for 72 hours, changing the water every 24 hours or so. All the details are not going to be the same. Okay, let's say libun. Let's say I have a broiler, and the broiler never reaches more than 500 degrees heat. And I used to broil nevelos, and now I want to broil kosher food on the broiler. So then the din requires you have to do libun chomer. You have to do real libun. It should be 950 degrees. It's not enough kibola kachpolto. I know when I broiled the nevelos at Dreyfus, the heat was never higher than 500 degrees. So why not argue the point and say, so some, the recent poskim taka say like that, Minchas Yitzchok, the Ein Weiss from the Eidach HaRedis, say he has a tshuva where he entertains such a swap. But we don't accept that. He himself doesn't come out like that. We don't accept that opinion. He say that it does. He don't say kibbalah kachpolta on the degree of the temperature. The halacha says you have to need libo chomer till the point of nitzotzas nitzim. That's around 950 degrees Fahrenheit. So there are 3 ways to kasha, yeah. So the word chazoka has different meanings in different places. Then kinyan chazoka, that's a mishnah in the end of cheskes abatim. Karkas niknas either bekesa for bishtar or bechazoka. So keitzah bechazoka, how is there a kinyan chazoka? No agodah or parat. That's kinyan chazoka. Then it's cheskes abatim shalashanim. That's a totally different thing. That's not no agodah or parat. It's not good for cheskes abatim. Cheskes abatim, you have to be living in the house or living on the farm and using the farm for 3 years. The word chazok has many different meanings. I think we said already 6 different meanings. Shouldn't confuse one with the other. Talmid Chacham confused one with the other. So this is important. And Prima Gaon points out the word chazok has different meanings. So Resh Lakish says the psychological umdina al pi pashtus einon parei etoch zman. And Abai Barabbah are not so convinced. They disagree. Why? Why did they say sometimes a person will, if I lent you $20,000 for 5 years, so why should you pay it back after 2 years? True, you were successful in business, you already set up your whole business, you don't need the halva anymore, but I'm not charging you interest. So why shouldn't you hold on to the $20,000 and lend it out to a goy, or put it in a savings account to make interest on, and then pay me back the keren? I mean, you want to be nice about it, so you'll give it back to me. I should put it in the bank. I should make a little interest. Okay, maybe you want to be nice. Or the Gemara says, Abai v'Rabba here, the last 2 lines on him, and Aleph, Abai v'Rabba dam chavayu. Abai v'Rabba often disagree. Here, once in a while, they agree. Abai v'Rabba dam chavayu. Ovid inish, sometimes it will happen, the parba goes zimni. Why? Zimni nesam le'zuzit. Sometimes after 2 years, he has a havo at $20,000 for 5 years. After 2 years, he doesn't need the money anymore, and he has the $20,000 in cash. Zimni nesam le'zuzit. Sometimes he'll have the money available toch hazman. Omar, he'll say to himself, Ezel Efrei, let me go and pay him up now, kech dola letardon. So he won't bother me later on. I won't have an asik later on. So the Gemara says, how do we paskin? The Gemara said, the second white line, Lilchus HaKemish Lokish. We paskin HaKemish Lokish against Abai V'Roma. Yeah. So there is a very fascinating discussion in Shulchan Aruch. They quote a little Rishonim, a little Achronim. Very fascinating. So I'll give the following presentation. This Shaila comes up Halacha Lemaisa. When I was in the rabbinate for a very short period of time, for 5 years, I had the Shaila. There was one of the members of the shul was a Kohen, who was a Baal Tshuva. So when he became a Baal Tshuva, his older children didn't go along, and those who were younger did go along. So the older daughter married a Nochri, and the younger daughter married a Kohelnik, a contrast. So the older daughter, so 1 week, the older daughter was expecting a baby, and the Parshas HaShavuot was about Pidyon HaBen. So that Shabbos when I was there, so before Mincha, I gave a shiur about the din of Pidyon HaBen. So what's a din if a girl is a Kohenis, if the mother of the baby is a Kohenis or a Leviyah, so the baby is not going to, the father is an Ochri. So the child is not going to be a Kohen or a Levi. The din is a Mishpachos Melebeis Avos, a Mishpachos Avkri, a Mishpacha, Mishpachos Emenikri, Mishpacha. Just because the mother was a Kohenis or a Leviyah doesn't make the child a Kohen or a Levi. If the father is not Jewish, so the child is not going to be a Kohen or a Levi. But nonetheless, if you have a Kohenis or a Leviyah marries a Jewish person and she has a baby, so the Gemara says, Bepete Rachm Toli Rachmana. Since the din depends on her peterech, her firstborn baby, and the father of the baby is mechuyev to give pidyon haben. So if she is kohenis or leviyah, so there's no din of pidyon haben. But what happens if she's married to a nochri? So the Gemara draws a distinction, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, halacha lemaaseh. It's a little counterintuitive. The Gemara has the following din. If a kohenis is nivolo, I have your pen. Thank you. I got to give it back. If a Kohenis is nivola to a Nachri, then she loses a din of kahuna. So the woman obviously was nivola. She didn't have artificial insemination. She was living with the guy for a long time. And then she had a baby. After 9 months of pregnancy, she gave birth to the baby. When the baby was born and she has a peterech, she's no longer a Kohenis. So the baby needs pidyon haben. If it would have been a Leviyah who's nivola to a Nachri does not lose her status as Leviyah. So if it would have been a Leviyah who gave birth to a baby, the father of the baby is a Nachri, so the baby would not need Pidyon HaBen because of the Peterech Mtala Rachmana, the mother of the baby was a Leviyah. But because she was a Kohen, she started off as a Kohenis, so a Kohenis who is Nivola to a Nachri loses her status as Kahuna, so by the time that the baby is born, 9 months later, she's no longer a Kohenis, so the baby needs Pidyon HaBen. Fine. Taisus, that's a Gemara in the end of Chorus. So Taisus asks the question, no, every Kohen is a Levi. Every Kohen is a Levi. He belongs to Shevet Levi. So true, the Kohenis is Nivola to the Nachri, loses her Kedusha's Kahuna, but she should be a Leviyah. So a Leviyah who's Nivola by Nachri does not lose Kedusha's Leviyah. So why don't you say that the Peter Rechm Tal Rechmana? So Taisus, you see from the Gemara that a Kohen is not a Levi. The Gemara quotes a comment, B'chof Talim Mekamis in Tanakh. There are 24 places, Nikru Kohanim Leviim. It says in Tanakh, HaKohanim B'nei Levi. Sometimes it says, Ben Levi, and it means Kohen. It doesn't even mean a Levi at all. It means a Kohen. So Tesis doesn't explain it. So that's what the Prima Godim has on Yeridea in a different place, not in the Psychagot. Prima Godim says, apparently there are two different in Yon. There's Shevet Levi and there's Kedushas Levi. So Kohanim belong to Shevet Levi, but a Kohen who has Kedushas Levi, a Kohen who has Kedushas Kahuna, doesn't have Kedushas Levi. He only belongs to Shevet Levi. So apparently, this din that Peterech Mekutala Rachmana, if the mother's a Kohenis or Leviyah, the baby doesn't need Pidyon HaBen. That's only if the mother has Kedushas Kahuna or Kedushas Leviyah. But if the mother is only from Shevet Levi and she doesn't have Kedushas Leviyah, so that doesn't part of Pidyon HaBen. You have to check into the din. Which dinim of Leviyah? There are different dinim for Levi. Which dinim of the Levi depend on Kedushas Levi? Which dinim of the Levi depend on Shevet Levi? So you got to go through it to take for example. You give Maaser Rishon. If you live in Eretz Yisrael, whatever grows, every fruits or vegetables or grain, anything that grows in Eretz Yisrael is tevel until you mafish Shumas HaMaisus. So what do you do with Truma Gedolah? You give to the Kohen. What do you do with Maaser Rishon? You give to the Levi. Are you Yotze the Din D'oraisa if you give the Maaser Rishon to a Kohen? So that's a Machlokes HaTanaim, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. So we paskin no. We paskin on the level of D'oraisa, only Yotze if they give the Maaser Rishon to a Levi. If you give it to a Kohen, you're not Yotze. Ezra made a Knas. Ezra penalized the Levian. It doesn't appear in Tanakh. The Gemara in the second parak in Ksubis talks about this. Ezra penalized the Levian. So Tosfos points out there in the second parak in Ksubis, and never doesn't seem to. The story is not related. The story is told, but the penalty doesn't say. Ezra brought the Jews back from Babel to Eretz Yisrael. They stopped by a river on the way back, and then he said, by a show of hands, how many people are Levim? So the whole purpose of going back to Eretz Yisrael was in order to complete the building of the Beis HaMikdash and to bring Karbonis. So there weren't enough Levim to run a Beis HaMikdash. You have to have Kohanim Levim to keep the Beis HaMikdash running. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. You need Kohanim, you need Levim. You can't have five Levim going to run the whole Beis HaMikdash. They'll drop dead. You have to go to sleep. You have to take shifts. You have to take turns. You have to eat. You have to have a break to go to sleep and to eat and so on. So Ezra told them all to wait. Everybody should wait here. He's going to go back to Babylon and schlep more Levim. So because the Levim were negligent, they didn't more so than the rest of the Shvatim. More so than the rest of the Shvatim. Everybody was negligent. Hardly anybody went back. All the Frumma Jews remained behind in Babylon. They didn't want to go. Only the Gerim and the Bali Tshuva and the Mamzerim and the Chalolim, all the Psulei Kohol, went back to Eretz Yisrael. That's the Mishnah, the last parak in Kiddushin. Asori Yuchsan, the Olam Moim and Bavom, all the people with the Shvach HaYichas went back to Eretz Yisrael. All the real religious Jews stayed behind in Bavom, so that's why the Jewish people was punished, because they had an opportunity to go back to Eretz Yisrael. They didn't want to go back. That was terrible. So Ezra penalized the Levim. So there's a whole discussion in the Gemara. To what extent did he penalize the Levim about the Maase Rishon? The Gemara says it depends on the Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. What was the Din Men HaTorah? Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that the Din Men HaTorah is that you only Yoytzei, that's how he passed like Rabbi Akiva against Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Din Men HaTorah is only Yoytzei Maase Rishon. If you give it to a lady, give it to a Kohen, you're not Yoytzei. Hi, but a Kohen is a lady. So apparently the answer is a Kohen belongs to Shevet Levi, but it doesn't have Kedushas Levi. You have to, so Rabbi Kiva's opinion is, you have to give Maase Rishon to the person who has Kedushas Levi. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, not min HaTorah, Kohanim HaLevim. B'chof Talim HaKam is Nikru Kohanim Levim. All you need is that it should be from Shevet Levi. So then the Gemara says in the second paragraph in Ksubis, what was the nature of the penalty? That doesn't say in Tanakh, but the Tanaim had a tradition that Ezra, Konasas HaLevim, what was the nature of the penalty? See, if you're all like Rabbi Akiva, that Menator, you're not Yotzei Nesinas Maase Rishon if you give it to the Kohen. So Ezra's penalty was, you have a choice, you have an option. You can either give Maase Rishon to the Kohen or to the lady. We allow you to give it to the Kohen, and even though Menator, you're not Yotzei the Mitzvah, it's okay, you can give it to the Kohen. But if you're all like Rav Loza and Azar, then Menatorah, you can give it, you have an option either to give the Maase Rishon to the Kohen or to the Levi. So what was the penalty of Ezra? So the penalty was, you should dafke give it to a Kohen. You shouldn't give it to a Levi. That's how the Gemara says it. So a couple of weeks before this Kohen's older daughter, who was married to the Nochri, before she had a baby, unfortunately, the father was heartbroken over the fact that he became a Balchuli, he and his wife. And the younger daughter later, a few years later, married a Kulonik from Eretz Yisrael. And she moved to Eretz Yisrael. And the older daughter was married to the Nochri. So the older daughter was living with the Nochri, so she loses her Kedusha's Kahuna. So her baby's going to need Pidyon HaBen. Who's going to do Pidyon HaBen? Avi HaBen is a Nochri. He can't do Pidyon HaBen. Who's going to do Pidyon HaBen? So the Rabbah in Shulchan Aruch quotes a Rivosh. Hilchos Pidyon HaBen is a lot. There's a whole parak next to the last parak in Maseches Bcheres all about Pidyon HaBen. It really should have been a couple of simonim, but I don't know why they put everything in one simon, Simon Shin Hei, and you're there. It goes on and on and on. Should have been a few simon. But that's what it is. Simon Shin Hei is all the din about Pidyon HaBen. So they... So the Ramah in Simon Shin Hei, you're there, quotes this Shuvas HaRivosh. The Rivosh was from the late Rishonim, early Achronim. Late Rishonim, okay, early Achronim. So the Rivosh has a Chiddush that he has a right from the Gemara like that. Pidyon HaBen can only be done by the Avi HaBen, or when the child becomes by mitzvah, he can do his own Pidyon HaBen. He can't do what Aydei Acheret. Can't do Aydei somebody. Why not? What's the logic? Why not? So on the side of the big Yerideya, they have printed Ha'oris from the Chasam Sefer. Because it says, Ba'avarte be'eretz tzama la'ilin zavi kesi kol b'chayu be'eretz tzayim. So we darshan in Hagod about it. It's a ma'aniv la'i malach, ha'aniv lo'i ha'shaliach. Ma'kas b'chayis b'zdan, ha'aniv lo'i ha'shaliach. So we do pinyin ha'ben, zechel, ha'makas b'chayis, that it didn't affect the Jewish people. So the din is ha'aniv lo'i ha'shaliach. Shai? a nice drosha. You have to have a ride from a Gemara. Can't make Akiran. So he has a ride from a Gemara. Okay. He has a ride from a Gemara. He can't do, no one else can do Pidyanta. The Ramah quotes this when the Chuvas are Yivosh. Yivosh, the same time as the Ran. Late Rishonim. So the Shach disagrees with the Yivosh, and the Shach says, how can that be? You never heard of Parei Chovish and Chaveirai. The Gemara talks in different Mesichtas, the last Perek and Ksubis, and other places, and it Dorim. So the Bir Hagra, Shach lived in Vilna. Shach lived in Vilna in the 1600s until the Chmelnytsky riots when they were killing everybody. So the Shach ran away, never went back. The Shach, the Chalkas B'chaykik, a lot of Gedolim lived in Vilna at that time, and many were killed. And they ran at that time. So the Bir Hagra on Shulchan Aruch always gives you Mar B'kaymus. He doesn't tell you his opinion. When the Vilna Gaon passed away, so he had a few notebooks. So all the several of the in the Hakdama to the Bir Hagra on Shulchan Aruch, the children explain it. So all the notebooks just gave Mar B'kaymus on every word in the Shulchan Aruch. The Vilna Gaon was a descendant, I think, a grandson, a great grandson of the Bir Hagoyle. On the side of the page in the big Shulchan Aruch, Bir Hagoyle usually gives you the Mar Mokaim on the Sif, or on half of the Sif. And the Bir Hagra assumes that you're reading the Bir Hagoyle, he's just mashlim the Mar Mokaimus. So the Bir Hagoyle gives you the Mar Mokaim for the whole Sif, then the Bir Hagoyle gives you the Mar Mokaim for every word in the Sif. This word was added because of Taisvus, so he'll say Taisvus. Or the Rambam, this word was added, this phrase was added because of the Rambam. The general Sif is Agemara, or a Tosefta, but every time Taisus or a Rashba or a Rishon add something. So the Vilna Gaon doesn't give his own opinion. Then they had another notebook from the Vilna Gaon after he passed away. The children found a notebook where he doesn't write Mar Mekayim is straight down all of Shulchan Aruch. He writes, it's Likutim, odds and ends, where he has Heoris once in a while. In the Heoris and the Likutim, he'll give his own opinion a lot of times. So, in different chalokim of the Shulchan Aruch, they'll identify, it'll say in the Bir Hagra, the beginning of a sitkot and likut, and then at the end it says adkan. That's when the other notebook. So once in a while you'll have in the likut, very often the likutim also just give more marmakonis, and sometimes he'll give his own opinion. But you can't necessarily tell just because the Bir Hagra doesn't disagree with the Shulchan Aruch, doesn't mean that he agrees. He's just giving the Mar Mekayimus. We have a lot of places where the Bir Hagra doesn't disagree and the Bir Hagra. But we know the Vilna Gaon didn't follow what it said in Shulchan Aruch. He had his own Shita. So once in a while, when the Vilna Gaon doesn't agree, so he says, Ayin Shach. Ayin Shach, that the Shach disagrees. Instead of giving a Mar Mokam, so he writes, Anis Din, that the Ramah quotes the Rivosh, that you cannot do Pidyan HaBen Adi Shliach, because Aniva Loi HaShaliach, Pidyan HaBen is Zechel and Makas B'chayres. So the Bir Hagra writes Ayin Shach. That's the whole Bir Hagra. One Rosh Hashanah, Ayin Shach. So the Shach says, why can't you do, what are you talking about? The Rivosh is wrong. You never heard of Perei Chovishal Chaveirai. Of course someone else can do the Pidyan HaBen. So that's a question, what do we do? Alach HaMaiseh, in this Machloikas. So the... In Hungary, they always followed the Chasam Sofer after he gave his psokim. In Hungary and Galicia, so the Pischei Tshuva there quotes that the Chasam Sofer suggests that you do Pinyin HaBen twice. The Chasam Sofer didn't have a case where the father is a Nochri and the mother is Jewish. He had a case where the father died, and the baby's a Yosef. A normal baby, the father and mother were both Jewish, nobody's a kohen or a lady, and the father died, so what do you do by a Yosef? So the Chasam Sofer said, you should do Pinyan HaBen twice. You should do, the Bezdin should do Pinyan HaBen on Yom Lamed Aleph, Bali Bracha, then when the child grows up and he's Bar Mitzvah, you should encourage him, you should do Pinyan HaBen again, Bali Bracha. Maybe the first Pinyan HaBen that the Bezdin did was good. So that was the practice in Galicia and in Hungary. And in Rav Soloveitchik said, he remembers, if I'm not mistaken, the Aruch HaShulchan also has this, he said in Lithuania that was not the minhag. The minhag was that the Bezdin would do the Pinyan HaBen with the Bracha, and that's it. They followed the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon follows the Shach. The Shach over there quotes, there's a Sefer, oh yeah, I forgot. Rashi wrote a commentary on Chumash. So there are a lot of commentaries on Rashi, al HaTorah. So one of the, you have the Levush, and you have the Mizrachi, and you have the Gurarye. I forgot, so there's another one. The one who wrote the Sefer Be'er Sheva, also authored a commentary on Rashi al HaTorah. I forgot the name right now. So the Shach there in Simen Shin Hei by Pinyan Ben quotes from that Sefer the Pirush on Rashi al HaTorah, who disagrees halacha lemaisa with the Rivash. And he says, he never heard of Parei Chavish al Chavera. Of course he can give Pinyan Ben on behalf of the baby. Anyone else can give. Shatzos. In Lithuania, that was the practice. It comes up, unfortunately, every so often. A couple is divorced, and the wife has a baby, and the husband ran away, whatever. Or the husband died. The baby's a yosem. So what do you do? So many would follow the Galatiana practice, was the Galatiana Hungarian practice. They followed the Chassam Sefer. It was choshish for the both opinions. So the Bezdin would do pinyan, and then believe bracha. And then when the child becomes bar mitzvah, he would do again pinyan Hashem, b'li bracha, b'sofik. And the Litvaks would just follow the Vilna Gaon in the shop, just do the pinyan Hashem, b'bracha, the bezim will do. So that's the question. The Gemara says that it's good. So the Mishlah Melech has a sofik regarding that din. Is good means the chob is parua, or it means, let's say you owe Reuven or Shimon $1,000 and he doesn't have any money. Shimon's gonna give him a hard time, so I feel bad for him. So I tell the Malva, he owes you $1,000. Here's the $1,000. So he says, thank you, Shimon. So he's not gonna bother the Leiv anymore. So maybe the Chov is not Parua. Maybe you can only make a Piroim if you are the Leiv. Maybe it's self-understood. If he took the $1,000, he was Meichel the Leiv. I'm only giving you the $1,000 on the understanding that you're not going to make him pay the $1,000. I don't want to give him $1,000 for nothing. If I give him the $1,000, it's understood that he's Machalim. So if he say like that, then there is no such din ha-parei chav v'shal chaver l'chav is parua. If I pay the money, it's self-understood. Move a me'elub, that if you accepted it, you're not going to test him. Means that you're Machalim l'chav. If he says it's midin mechila, it's not midin, not ha-parei chav v'shal chaver l'chav is parua. Then it's not going to help by pidyon ben. Who's going to be Meichel? What the Kohen, the Bezin is going to give the 5 Sloim to the Kohen, and the Kohen will be Meichel the pidyon ben. The Kohen is not a balabas to be Meichel the pidyon ben. It's a chiyav mamon and a ter. It's a mitzvah. You're not yotzei if the Kohen is Meichel. It's the question, which Kohen? No Kohen can be Meichel. He's not the balabas. No one Kohen has the right to demand the pidyon ben money. That's what the Gemara calls mamon shein lo toivin. Gemara Chulin refers to mamon shein lo toivin. I have to give the pidyon ben money to a member of the Shevet Kohen, some Kohen or another. There's a strange Tosfos in Ksubas. The Tosfos writes about mechila by pidyon ben. So they have the word in parentheses, and I tell you, look in the Maharsha. The Maharsha talks about, I think it's in Ksubas, daf nun vav. There's a Tosfos that goes from Amud Aleph to Amud Beis. So the Tosfos there on the top of Amud Beis has a line about that. Is it shach to have mechila by pinyon? How is it shach? It's not shach to have mechila. So Rabbi Chanan Wasserman learned by Reb Shimon Shkop and by Rab Chaim Soloveitchik. He learned by both. So he, in his shiurim, they have the printed shiurim. So he quotes that he heard from Rab Shimon Shkop. Araya befeirish araya that a perei chav v'shal chaver the chov is parua. It's not that it's midin mechila, that the chov is really parua. How does he know? Because it's a Mishnah in the Dorim that if I took a neder, amuda hanoa mechaveh, I took a neder not to get hanoa from you. I don't get along with you. If I took a neder, I'm not going to get any hanoa from you. So every year everybody has to give machtes hashekel money. So the Mishnah says in the Dorim, even though I'm not allowed to get hanoa from you, or you took a neder not to be my enemy, one way or the other, either I took a neder not to get hanoa, you took a neder not to be my enemy. So it says in the Mishnah, Shokol lo shiklo, you're permitted to give the machzis hashekel on my behalf. So Rabbi Chanan quotes in the name of Mori v'Rabbi Hagon, Rabbi Shimon HaKoyen HaGodol. He was a Godol and learning, he wasn't a Koyen Godol. He was a Koyen. So Rabbi Chanan quotes, he heard from his Rebbe, Rabbi Shimon Shkop, that By machzah shekel, it's not shayach nechila. What do you mean? I'm going to give machzah shekel on behalf of someone else. The gizbar of hegdish is moichel the other person, the chiyav machzah shekel, because someone else gave. There is no such thing. It can't be moichel a gizbar. It's not a balabas to be moichel machzah shekel. And machzah shekel, there were yud gimel shofars. There were 13 gigantic pushkas in the Beis Hamikdash for different things, and each one had a label on it, what it's for. So there was one that said Taklan Charetin, Shkolim Chadoshim, for this year's Machzah Shekel. That was one big shofar, one big pushka, stoka box, gigantic box to have Taklan Atikin. If someone he didn't give Machzah Shekel last year, or the year before, a guy becomes a Baal Tshuva at the age of 85, and he hasn't given Machzah Shekel for the last, since he was Bar Mitzvah. Machlekes, from what age on do you have to give Machzah Shekel? From the age of Bar Mitzvah, the age of 20. So he never gave Machzah Shekel. So every year he has to look up to find out. They keep the records. How much was Machzah Shekel Ashnas Top Shin Pei? How much was Machzah Shekel Top Shin Ayin Tes? It's not the same every year. It has to be at least Machzah Shekel, but it's always more than Machzah Shekel. So you have to give, and you can't give extra. It means no one can give more than anybody else. Machzah Shekel doesn't accept any donations. You can only give Machzah Shekel the amount that you're mechuyav to give that year. And every year the Beis Din Gadol would be kaveh how much everybody has to give. However much the kaveh for that year, a wealthy person is not allowed to give more than everybody else. But Dala Yamid, you can't give less. It was usually Ruba de Ruba. It was way more than Machzah Shekel. You don't say, Oshel Yarba, not allowed to give more than Machzah Shekel. Not allowed to give more than anybody else. So the Mishnah talks about Shokel or Shikla, somebody else giving Machzah Shekel on my behalf, that is not a violation of the Mudar Hano. But how am I Yotze the Machzah Shekel? So don't you see, Rav Shemeshkab said, don't you see a rife in the Mishnah? Raparei Chob is Shalchver, the Chob is Parua. If the Chob is not Parua, it's only Medin Mechila. So how does it help by Machzah Shekel? The Gizba is not a Balabas to be Moichel. That's what Rav Lachonik quotes in the name Rav Shem. I didn't think that it was, I'm not that familiar. I didn't think that it was such a hot raya. I didn't think that it was such a good raya. Because the Gemara in Nazir learns out from a pasuk that there exists an institution of Magdash al Menashe Yizkabe Bachaveiro. Let's say I know that my next door neighbor was once Mechal Shabbos B'shoigi. And it costs $1,000 to bring a chatas, a kiz bazir, because it's expensive to buy a behemoth to bring as a carbon chatas. And he can't afford it. My next door neighbor can't afford it. So he's embarrassed to ask me for a loan. He's embarrassed to ask me for a handout. So the Mishnayos have dinim. The Gemara talks a lot about this, and it's based on a pasuk. The Gemara learns it out from a pasuk. There is an institution of Magdish, Amanashi is Kappa Bachavero, a mafresh of behemoth on behalf of someone else, not on my behalf. I was not Mechal Shabbos B'shege. He was Mechal Shabbos. I can be mafresh of behemoth on his behalf. And he could be miskappa with that. So I thought that the Machzah HaShekel, Shokel HaShiklo, with the Gemara and the Mishnah had, someone else could give Machzah HaShekel on my behalf. That's not a simple case of Parei Chor B'Shalchavei, right? That's a dinam magdish amanashi is kapa b'chaver. Everybody has to be magdish a machzah shekel, and in order to have a shutvis in the korbanos tzibur and the tminim u'mesafim, and in the shemen for the menorah, all the korbanos, the ktoiras, all the korbanos tzibur were paid for the machzah shekel money. So by being magdish your machzah shekel, giving it to hegdish, you give liad gizbar. You have to be magdish it, and then you put it in the pushkin, and one of the shayfers. So I thought that's based on the pasuk of Magdish al Menashe Yizkapa v'chaver. I didn't think that necessarily indicates that a parei chov b'shal chaver the chov is parua. That's a suffix in the Mishnah Melech. Rabbi Chonik was there. Rabbi Shimon thought that he was pushing this suffix from the fact that you have an institution of Shokel HaShiklo. I didn't think that is really such a hot raya. Anyway, so there is a din. Fine. So there is a din. A parei chov b'shal chaver. Rabbi Chanan has a ha'ara. Some of you may have learned the kiddushin, the avov on the base. The Gemara talks about matan manas la'achzer. What if the boy marries the girl, he gives her a ring, it's ha'arem kudashusli, he gives her the ring, only matan manas la'achzer. Is that good enough? So on Sukkis, the Gemara says, matan manas la'achzer is good enough by the lulav of the esrit. First 2 days in each alachem, and eretzel the first day, and chutzal the first 2 days in each alachem. So if someone gives you me the... he paid a fortune for a lulav and an esrog. He's going to give it to me, the matana. So he doesn't want to lose it. He wants it for the second day, for the rest of Sukkot. So he gives it to me, the matana manas lahachsa. The Gemara said that's acceptable. So what about by kiddushin? What if you give the ring to the girl? Here's the ring, and matana manas lahachsa. You have to give it back within a month. Is she mukudeshes or not? So the Gemara says no. And that's a machlekes, Taisus and the Rambam. Taisus said, Benatera, she is mukudeshes. It's only with the Rabbanan that she's Zaini Mekudesh. The Rambam of not Zaini Mekudesh, it's Menatera. Fine. So on that daf, when the Gemara talks about when is Matana Manas Lahasa acceptable, Dalet Minim, it is good. By Kedushin, it's no good. The Gemara says, what about Pidyon HaBen? What if I give the five slime to the kind of Matana Manas Lahasa? So the Gemara says, it's good. Yoytze the mitzvah Pidyon HaBen. Just the two girsas in the Gemara, there is a din, Koin HaMasayeya, the Veis HaGranas. Let's say the farmer has the right to give the truma to whom, whichever kohen he chooses. He has that's called Tervis Hanah. The farmer has a Tervis Hanah. He has the right to pick whichever kohen he wants. Let's say he happens to have a grandson who's a kohen. The farmer is not a kohen, but he has a daughter who married a kohen. So his grandson is a kohen. So if he wants, he can always give the all of Matan's kuna to his grandson. Or he has a brother-in-law who's a kohen. Fine, whatever, he can give. He has a Tavis Hanah to give it to whichever kohen he wants. So the Gemara says, what if a kohen is angling? He knows that there are a lot of kohanim in the city. He wants to get all the truma from this farmer. So he goes, when it's the harvesting season, he goes and he volunteers his services free of charge. So he helps the farmer harvest the peiros and tie it in bundles and put it on the truck and so on. Was he helping out for nothing? He doesn't say it, but he's implying, I was nice to you, so be nice to me and give me the matan skuna. So the Gemara said, the Gemara quotes a pasuk from Triyosa, Shichatam bris alevi. The kohen hamasayeya, the veis hagranas, if the kohen helps out the farmer in order that he should exercise his tevis anon and give him the matan skuna, that's a violation. The kohen is being mevazel the matan skuna. Matan skuna is supposed to be given out of his free choice. The farmer picks a kohen, but if the kohen was working for him, then basically he's paying him off. He did work for me, that was worth $25, and the truma is worth $35. So a big deal. I can't keep the truma anyway. I have to give it away to someone. So I may as well give it to him, because he did $25 worth of work for me. So that the Allah Akosu Shichatim Bris Aveid. You're ruining the bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with the Kohanim and the Levim, that you should give, the farmer should give the truma and the maisa, all the matans kun, all the matans levia should be given in a bekovedika fashion. It shouldn't be given because he did work for me. So there are two girsas in the Gemara. If the Avi Aben has to give Pidyon HaBen and he gives the five slime to the kohen, matana manas lahachzer, is there a violation of shichat and bris alevi on that? Maybe it's even mutter. Maybe there's no violation. Maybe it's only shichat and bris alevi by truma, because truma has kedusha. Pidyon HaBen money doesn't have kedusha. So maybe it's only if you mevazeh the kedusha sa truma by being misayeh beveis hagranas. But if the kohen is angling, he comes and he helps set up by the bris. He comes and he helps set up by the pidyon haben in order that they should give him the five sloim. So maybe it's even mutter over there. He's mevazeh the whole institution on the one hand, he's mevazeh the institution of pidyon haben because it's supposed to be a matana. But on the other hand, the money doesn't have kedushas. Maybe the yisiser shechat and bris alevi kohen hamasayeh. Maybe it only applies to matas kuna that have kedusha. Maybe it doesn't apply to pidyon haben money. So that's two girsas. The Rambam and other Rishonim have two girsas in the Gemara and kedusha on the avodah and base. Is there an iser or not to do like that? So the. So again, so Rabbi Hanan Wasserman has a comment on that Gemara and Kiddushin, the Avav and Beis. What if I borrow $20,000 from the bank and I have to pay them back the money? So I'll come, a wise guy, I'll come with $20,000 in cash and I'll give it to the cashier in the bank and I'll say, Amatan Amanas Lahatzer. Klipaska Matan Ronasa Shma Matana. Says the Chov Parua. Chov is not Parua. They can only keep the money on the condition that they give it back to me within a month or within a week. So that's not called Piron HaChayv. That's called Matana. Matana Malahasa Shma Matana. It's called Shalachem, the first 2 days of Sukkot. Maybe by Kedushin, the Kedushin is Chal Men HaTorah, according to Tosfos. It's only not Chal Men DeRabbanan, Tosfos Shita. But to say Piron HaChayv, that you Yotze Piron HaChayv, if you give a Matana Malahasa La'achzer, so they can only keep it on the condition that they give it back within a week or within a month. So then they give it back. So the chov is not parua. So how can the Gemara say that if you give pidyon ben matana manas lahachzir, the father gives the coin matana manas lahachzir, he's yaitzah the mitzvah pidyon ben. Just the two girsas, is it osur mitam coin hamsayeh beves hagonis or not? How can it be good if it's piran achayv? So Rabbi Chana says, don't you see from that Gemara that matana manas lahachzir is acceptable for pidyon ben? You see that it's not achayv. See, it's a mitzvah nesina. It's not a chayv. So it has nothing to do with parei chayv shel chavera. The old, the shach had this taina. Bir Agro says, Ein shach, and the shach quoted from this sefer, I forgot the name of the sefer, on Pirush Rashi ala Torah. They have it in the library. It was reprinted many times. I don't think the Sifse Chacham ever quotes from that. Sifse Chacham always gives you a likud from the different, from the Gurariye, from the Levush, from the Mizrahi, from the different Mefarshim. I don't think he ever quotes from that sefer. That's a lomdish sefer. Every so often he has a whole shtickel Torah by the author of the Be'er Sheva, I think. So the shaila was, the shach paskins and the Be'er Agro paskins like that shach, that someone else, there's no issue, someone else can do pidyon ben, and the shach, I never heard of parei chayv shel chaver. So the question is, who says that it's correct? Maybe parei chayv shel chaver doesn't apply to pidyon ben. It's not a chayv, it's a mitzvah nesina. Baharai, that the Gemara says that Matal Manas Lachzer is good Mikar Adin. So this is all the discussion in Shulchan Aruch. This is all the discussion that we had so far. So then there's another din. There's a Tosfos in Gittin on Daf Ayin Hey Amud Aleph. The Gemara in Gittin has a discussion. A man gives his wife a get. I raise a gitach al hatanai that you give me $100,000 within the next month. So she's so disgusted with the husband, she goes and she gets the money, and she's about to give the money to the husband, and he says he refuses to accept the money from her. He refuses to accept the money. So the Gemara has a shaila whether nesina bal kocha shma nesina or not. Is that a fulfillment of the, is that a kiyum atanai? He said, Harezi gita hamanashi titni li masayim zuz, titni li, what about nesina bal kocha? Nesina bal kocha is good, and nesina bal kocha is not good. So there's a taisus there, da fine hammer out. There are two of the shinies in the Gemara. Shaila how we pass on that loch. So there's a taisus there on ayin hammer aleph. There's a long Rashba there. So the Rashba has the same as taisus, but more barichas there. So he says, in certain cases, menof is short, and the sinah balkar is good. If you pay him back the money, and it's not a makam amishtamer, not the same, not as safe as it was at the time that he lent you the money, the Gemara said that's not called the piroi. But let's say the fellow went to the mikveh on Erev Shabbos and he wants to be mekabel malve, a very religious man. He went to the mikveh on Erev Shabbos and he's walking on his way to shul dance to be mekabel Shabbos an hour before the shkia. And then I come and I give him the $100,000 that he lent me. He says, not now. I want to be Makabla Shabbat. I don't want to go to the bank now. He has plenty of time. He doesn't want to go. Oh, let's say the bank is closed. But so he can walk back home. He can walk back home, put the $100,000 under his in his mattress. And on Monday, the banks will be open. He'll go to the bank and he'll put the money in the bank. But it's a nuisance. I give him the money in an uncomfortable fashion. Well, let's say he lent me $100,000 by check. He made out a check for $100,000, and I give him 100,000 singles. And he says, I don't want that. I want $100,000. A check. Give me a check for $100,000. So the Gemara says, I can pay him like that, even though it's a nuisance. So the Rishonim all say, you see from the Gemara, and the other Gemara is like that, that Piron Bal Korcha Shmei Piron. That's quoted in Chosh Mishpah. It's in Mekuv Chaf. Siv base, I think it is, the two Sivim.
You can pay back in singles?
Pardon me?
You can pay back in singles?
You can pay back, yeah. Even
you
though it's not.
You can pay back in a dangerous area.
Dangerous area, no, because that's not safe. He lent it to you in a safer way. I'm going to come to his house with a big sack with $100,000 single bills. So he doesn't want that. So strictly speaking, that's uncomfortable, but it's safe. Pari zuza zuza. So Gemara says in Bab Metzia, that is good. So the Rashba says, on that Gemara, the Rashba said, that's a very famous Rashba. He says, the chov is parua, but the fellow doesn't want to accept it. Let's say he's already singing, he's saying Shir Hashirim and Shul. He wasn't yet in the Kabbalah Shabbos, he wants to say Shir Hashirim. And I put $100,000, is there such a thing, $100,000 bill? I give him $100,000, I don't even know. I give him a bill, $100,000 bill on the table, and I say, the chov is parua. He says, no, come to me on Monday morning, you pay the money. I say, no. Here it is. I give him the money right in front of him. So the din is the chov is parua, but since he didn't want to accept it, he's not kind in the money bal korcha. He's not kind in bal korcha. If he would be maskim, if the mama would agree, let's say we're friendly, and he's going to daven, I want to pay him the money, and he's putting on his talis and tefillin. So I say to him, I owe you $10. Here's the $10. He's busy putting on his tefillin. I say, here's the $10 I owe you, and he waves goodbye, let's say. Doesn't wait in the middle of putting on his phone. I put the money in a makam amishtame right in front of him. So he's maskin. He says, okay. So the chayv is parua. Chayv is parua. And the malva is kind of the money, even though he didn't make a kinyan. The money, it's in the Beis HaMedrash. He's not kind of with the kinyan chotze. He doesn't have a kinyan yad. He didn't put it in his hand. The din is that the chayv is parua, if the loiva makes the money available, then the makam amishtame makes it available to the malva. The chov is parua. Then the question is the malva kind of the money? In order to be called piran, you don't need that he should be kind of the money, even if he's not kind of the money. Let's say I give him the money bal korchai. I put the money in his pocket. He says, I don't want it now. I want to be makal b'shabbos early. It doesn't matter. I gave him the money. I made the money accessible to him, and I'm makam amishtam there. So the chov is parua, even if it's bal korchai. And then if it's not bal korchai, if he's maskim, by virtue of the fact that this money served to pay the chayiv, the malva is kind of the money, even if he doesn't make a kinyan on it. He doesn't need a maisa kinyan. Piran achayiv doesn't need a kinyan. And once you made a piran achayiv with this money, the money will be nikna to the malva if it's, as long as it's not bal korcha. A person is not kind of anything bal korcha, only Yerusha. Yerusha, we discussed a few times. Yerusha, you're kind of bal korcha, even if you don't want it. You kind of balkorcha. If you don't want it, you can say I'm after it. But let's say the rich uncle dies, and you get the money birusha. You say I don't want to be kind of it. You don't want to be kind of it. Kind of balkorcha. The pishnayim, the pchor is not kind of pishnayim balkorcha because it says as a pchor ben asnima yakir losses lo pishnayim b'chadoshim losses. The gemara says matone kai rachmane. The gemara later in yeshnech matone kai rachmane. That just like matan, you can't give a matan bal korcha, so to the pishnaim doesn't go bal korcha. But the Yerusha is not matan. Yerusha even goes bal korcha. If you don't want it, you have to declare that you want to be mafkarit. But just say, I don't want to be kind of the Yerusha, that doesn't help. So over here, by piran achayiv, that's what all the Bishayim says, quoted in the Chayshim Mishpat, that you don't need a kinyan, you don't require that the loiva should be makna the money to the malva, that it should be considered a piruan. Even if you give a piruan bal korchai, the chayv is parua. The chayv is parua, but the malva is not kind of the money bal korchai. You're not kind of anything bal korchai. It's not Yerusha here. And if it's not bal korchai, then the money becomes nicked into the malva without any need for any additional maisi kinyan, by virtue of the fact that this money serves to be paria la chayv, so the chayv is parua. So fine. So there's a din, piruan bal korchai shmei piruan. So the achrayim say, Piran bal korcha shmei piran is only if the loiva pays the money. What if the malva pays them? What if the third party gives? There is an institution of perecha v'shal chaveira. You have mishnayos like that. Mishnayos the last perek in Ksubis, and in Nedarim you have it like that. Perecha v'shal chaveira. But a third party who's perecha v'shal chaveira can't do it bal korcha over the malva. Why not? So one explanation could be that is not midin piron. It's not a piron at all. It's midin mechila. The only one who can do a piron is the loiva. A third party has no shaykhus over here. Haperech habish lachaver is never not considered a piron at all. It's just that if the third party gives the $1,000 to the malva, and he says, here's the money, and don't bother the loiva, so it's self-understood that by the malva's accepting the $1,000, he's moichel. So if it's midin mechila, he has to be maskim. He can't say parecha b'shal chabero, the chav is parua against the wishes of the malva, if you have to come on to his mechila. But that was a suffix in the Mishnah Melech, where the parecha b'shal chabero is midin mechila. Or no, it's midin piron. But even if you hold it's midin piron, still, the Achranim said a third party can't do a piron bal korcha. What it says in Choshe Mishpat, it's in the Kubchav Sif base, I think. It's only two sifim there. The premise of the both sifim is, the second sif says beferish. Piron bal korcha shmei piron. So that's only if the loiva pays the money, because the loiva has a shibir aguf. So if he pays bal korcha, that's piron bal korcha shmei piron. But if a third party, it's going to be parecha v'shal chaver, even if you hold that it is midin piron. But the third party can't make a piron bal korcha. He can't make a piron bal korcha. He can only make a piron bal korcha if you have a shibir aguf. So here there's a machlokes, I think it's in Rishonim, on this daf, the Rish Lakish says, Ein Odom Parea Terech Zmanai. So we learned that that's a psychological umdina. Machlokes Abai V'Rava against Rish Lakish, a psychological umdina. Whether Ein Odom Parea Terech Zmanai, or no, Zimdim in this Ramalei Izuze. And once in a while it will happen. Is there really such a rule in the Leisa Kaman? Wait on the Parecha, Ivai, Tog Zmana or not? Machloik is the Mitzias. Machloik is the Mitzias. Whether Adam Parecha Tog Zmana. In Yeshivas, we usually assume that the Gemara never has a Machloik is the Mitzias. Not never, usually. The Tanoim and the Amoraim, they're not going to have a Machloik is the Mitzias. Who's the one who came up with that cloud? It doesn't make sense to have a Machloik is the Mitzias. So that's famous. The Ramban is famous for that. The Ramban and the first daf in Perek Elu Trefus in Chulin. The Gemara has a machlokes hatanoim with a trefa chaya or trefa ena chaya. The Torah prohibits, we're not allowed to eat, there are 70 different diseases in an animal that make it into a trefa. So there's a machlokes in the first daf in Elu Trefus, the first omit base in Elu Trefus. The Trefus is the third Perek in Chulin. So there's a machlokes that the Torah prohibit these diseased animals because the animal is not going to survive 12 months. So it's like shechting a dead animal. Let's say the animal is dead already, and then I'm going to shecht it. You can't shecht a dead animal. It's ein azvucha. So here, because the trefa is ein achai, is not going to survive 12 months, so it's half dead. It's on its way to die. So then that's why shechita doesn't help. Shechita is not chal. If you shecht the trefa, it's metar medei nevela. The shechit is chal, but it's not mata b'achila, because menayeta being mata b'achila, after that it should be fully alive. So that's one opinion in the Gemara. But trefa ain't a chaya, and the reason why shechit as trefa is not mata b'achila is because the animal is half dead, and you can't shech the mesa. The other opinion is not trefa chaya. Torah prohibits us from eating the diseased animal, but not necessarily because it's going to die within a year. Even if you know for sure that it's going to survive. So that's a machlek. So the Ramban asks, how could there be a machlokes hatanaim in a davish al metzias? Why did they experiment? The Greek philosophers never believed in experimentation. They thought that manual labor is only for slaves. And free men should philosophize about everything. They shouldn't do manual labor. That's why all the Greek science is worthless. They philosophize. Why does the fire go up and why does the water go down? And how come the water puts out the fire? Why doesn't the fire put out the water? Everything went with the svara. Everything went with philosophy. So their science is worthless, because science doesn't go with the svara. Science can't ask akasha in biology. A trefus, you can't ask akasha. How come this animal is a trefa, that one is not? It should be a kalvachayma, that should be a trefa. The Gemara says you can't use kalvachayma, you can't use svaras. That's it. When it comes to biology, physics, chemistry, you have to know what the chukat teva are. So So the Ramban asks, "Hech nechkel klaboy soilu? How can it be a machlokes hatanoim with the treifa chai treifa nechai? Why didn't they experiment?" And the Tanoim believed in experimentation. That's Rabbi Soloveitchik always used to quote the Gemara in the beginning of Brachas. I think the first parak in Brachas. David HaMelech says to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, all the other malachim sit on their royal thrones and with clean clothing and everything, and I don't do like that. The other malach is bedam shvir v'shilyan. The women come with chaylas, whether this is a maratomi or maratahar. If a woman has a riyaz dam, is it red enough to make her asul a baila or not? And they come with a dead baby in the shadow, whether they have it source of lot, whether there's tumah, there's not tumas yoledes. So the Jewish rabbis always believed in experimentation. You don't philosophize about everything. So the Ramban quotes a Yerushalmi and Chala. There's a machlokes hatanaim, whether or is v'derchen is chayv and chala. The Mishnah paskens or is v'derchen rice and millet, similar to grains, but we paskan only the chamesh is mini dogan. Wheat, barley, oats, rice, belt, that's what we usually say. Only the chamesh is mini dogan are called lechem, and chala is only v'hayabachochem yelechem ha'aretz. They only say bari min mezainis and the chamesh is mini dogan, and so on. Dinim der rice, dinim der abonon. Lechem is only if matzah is, it has to be lechem only, has to be lechem. So the din of lechem is only the chamesh is mini dogan. So there's a machlokes, rabbechem menur and achachamim. What if you made dough? What if you baked the bread, a cake, or cookies from oriz v'dochen? Is that called lechem or not? Is it bodei dechimutz? So the Yerushalmi asks, why didn't they experiment to see what is b'hakayam and machlokes hatanaim? It's a davar shel metzius. Why didn't they experiment? So the Yerushalmi answers, they did experiment, and they ground up the rice and they mixed it with water, and it rose a little bit, and that was the machlokes. Whether that's called chimutz or that's called sirchon, where do you draw the line? What's called chimutz? What's called sirchon? But it doesn't. The Ramban quotes the Yerushalmi. It doesn't make sense to have a machlokes in the Gemara and a davar shel metzius that they could have experimented. So that's what the Rambani asks on the treifa. How can you have a machlokes about the treifa? Chaya treifa and chaya. Why didn't they lock up 100 animals that had a simen treifas and see if they'll all die within a year or not? How can you have a machlokes on a davar shel metzius? So the Ramban answers the question. He says that what probably happened was they probably did lock up 100 animals, and all the 100 animals died within a year. So one of them said, there you have it, treifa ein achaya, that's the Torah, that's the reason why the Torah prohibited it. And the other chachamim said, no, that's not a controlled experiment. Ruba de ruba of the animals that have a treifa are going to die within a year. But the other sheet to hell, that's not the reason why the Torah prohibited it. Theoretically, if you would have had 1,000 animals, maybe one out of 1,000 would survive 12 months. So that would indicate that if they would have locked up 1,000 animals, maybe some of them would have not died. So maybe some of them would have survived till the end of the year. Ruba de ruba, they all agree. The roiv of the beim is that a treifas are going to die within a year. But the machlekes was, is that why it's aser? Maybe it's aser even if they wouldn't die within a year. The Ramban has the same in the end of Masech Hashabbos. He has in the Melchamas. He disagrees with the Tosfos. The Gemara there has a machlekes hatanaim. Are you allowed to sweep the floor? In the days of the Gemara, the houses had a dirt floor. Days of the Gemara. In Europe, before the war, there were still houses in Enradin. There were still houses in Jewish villages where there was no tile on the floor, there was no wooden floor, there was a dirt floor on the ground. So the Gemara has a discussion, are you allowed to sweep the floor on Shabbos with a broom? What's the issue? So Tosfos says that it's a machlokes hatanoim, whether it's a psikreshe or a shmuye gumus. Because when you sweep the floor, there's always going to be loose dust that you're going to be moving around. So if you have cracks in the ground, then the loose dust is going to fill in the cracks in the ground. So Shvuya Gumas is a Malacha Bona. If you do a Shvuya Gumas, it's a Malacha Bona. So that's the Machlok, Tosfos interpret, that's the Machlok Satanayim, is that a psikreshet? To sweep the floor, the dirt floor, is that a psikreshet? Ramban said, what do you mean? A Machlok is a psikreshet. They should experiment. Do it 100 times, do it 500 times, and see. It's only a psikreshet if all 100 times it's going to happen. If one time out of 100 is not going to happen, then it's not a psikreshet. Then it's called the Dov Sheni Miskavim. So Rabban has this cloud that it doesn't make sense to have a machlekes and mitzis. Yeah, but once in a while you have the fairish and machlekes and mitzis. Psychological here. A machlekes, is there Rish Lakish told there's a Ruba Dalesa Kaman Chazok, Eid on a Barat Osman. Abai Barabbas say they don't think that it's so Mukhruch. So you have to take a poll of a few thousand people to find out. Ruba the Ruba of the people will act like Rish Lakish says. Ruba the people will probably not pay back Tosmana. That's where Rish Lakish holds. The Ruba will not pay back. And Abai Barabbas are not so convinced. They say you have to take a poll of 10,000 people to find out that it's that the roiv, maybe the people that you interviewed, maybe those the roiv by those people. Who says that that's the roiv by all people? Different people have different ways of thinking. So here the Gemara is a machlokes in psychology. So every so often you have a Gemara machlokes in psychology. So that's the question here. This machlokes of Rish Lakish and Abai Barabbas, whether Einon and Pareto Osman, is there such a roiv or not? It's a psychological machlokes, it's a machlokes of Metzius. Probably usually we avoid interpreting that it's a machlokes of Metzius. Based on that Ramban, it doesn't really make sense. Yeshivas, that's what they assume. It does make sense to have a machlokes of Metzius. But once in a while, you can't have a machlokes of Metzius. How are they going to take a poll of 5,000 people or 20,000 people to know that what the rave is? It's very hard to tell. So the Pashto says that's a machlokes of Metzius. But some Rishonim understood the Gemara, Einon and Parea Tos Mana is a halachic statement that you cannot be Parea Balkorcha Shavamal, even a Piron Balkorcha, Shmei Piron. That's only if there's man, Higia Hazman, or in Milbestam. Tesis said, the Gemara only goes, Hakadeos Man Lechavero. But if it's not Kadeh's man stam havah shloshim yom, then even Rish Lakish will agree to Adam Pareah Toch's mana. So the din that Piran Balkochesh made Piran, that all the Rishonim proved in Gittin, the fine hand, they all quote from Bar Mitzvah and Gemoris all over the place, that Piran Balkochesh made Piran, that's only if it's Egeo's man ha Piran. But Kodim Shegeo's man ha Piran, some Rishonim hold that Eidon and Pareah Toch's man is a statement of a din. You cannot pay Balkorchai of the Malva Toch's man. Why? Why not? So it seems to be a machloikis like this, just like HaPareah Chovish Al Chavera. Even if you hold HaPareah Chovish Al Chavera, the Chov is Parua. Not just that by my giving you the $1,000, it's understood that you're Moichel. That was the suffix in the Mishnah Melech, where the HaPareah Chovish Al Chavera, the Malva can't pass to the Loivet because it's self-understood that it was Meichol. No, the Chov is Parua. Even if you hold that the Chov is Parua, but the third party can't make it Piran Balkorcha. That's what Achrayim say like that. Why not? Because he doesn't have a Shibir Aguv. He's not the Loiv over here. Only the Loiv has the Shibir Aguv. He can make a Piran Balkorcha. So it could be that this machlokes Abai v'Rava, it's a psychological machlokes. It could be the psychological machlokes depends on a halachic issue. When does the Shibir Aguf begin? If I borrow $20,000 and you say you'd like to have a shtar, you want to have a shtar to make sure that I pay back. So I give you the shtar. So I write today's date that you lent me $20,000. So the Shibir Nechasim begins as of today. So that enables you to collect from the Lekuchas, to collect from the Yisayimim. Shibir Nechasim begins today. The Shabbos, when's the Shibir Aguf begin? The Rishonim explained there are shnei Shiburim. There's a Shibir Aguf and a Shibir Nechasim. Shibir Aguf means I owe you the money. You can collect the Afilim Aglim Adal Kasvah even from the shadow of my back. And then the Shibir Nechasim enables you to collect from the Karkoyas that I sell to the Lekuchas, or if I die before I pay it back to Chayb. So you have the ability to collect from the Yisayim. So the Shibir Nechasim begins based on the Zman HaKos of Ishtar. Shibir Nechasim begins right away today. Maybe if HaKaveh Zman LeChavera on HaHavoah, maybe the Shibir Aguf only begins at the end, at the time of HaGos HaZman. There is no Shibir Aguf now. So maybe that's the root of the psychological machlokes of Yochanan, Rish Lakish and Abai v'Rava. Maybe Abai v'Rava hold that there is a Shibir Aguf right away, just like the Shibir Nechasim is Chal right away, so too there's a Shibir Aguf right away. So therefore I can pay Balkorchai, Odom Parech does mana. He can make a Piron. So because there is a Shibir Aguf right now, so that's why the person has to think about how am I going to pay back the money. So that's why Abai v'Rava and Amit Shabbat, Ovid Inish, the Parva goes in. You can't say that it's a psychological umdana. Right people are not going to pay. There's a right. Right people are not going to pay Tosman. Zimdin and Misrabel Zuzi Rama Ezel Afrikech Dolo Letardon. He's nervous now because there is a Shebet Aguf on him, so he has to be thinking about how am I going to pay back the money. It could be Resh Lakish disagrees fundamentally Al Pidin, and therefore he disagrees in the Umdin. Resh Lakish holds the Shebet Aguf only begins with Aguas Azman. If it's Halvoas Tam and Sam Halvoas Loshim Yom, it does mean that there's no Shebet Aguf now. The Shebet Aguf is Chal right away with the Shebet Nechasim. It's just a din. The Malva doesn't have Schus Egvir. He has no right to ask him to pay the money until 30 days go by. But there's both a Shebet Aguf and a Shebet Nechasim. But if you're Kadeh Zman Lachaber, maybe that's the root of the Machlekes Abai Barov. Abai Barov holds the Shebet Aguf begins right away the same day that he gives the Shtar. Same day the Shebet Nechasim begins, Shebet Aguf begins. Because it's Shebet Aguf, so the loiva has to be thinking about how am I going to pay it back when it comes time. So Zimdin the Misram Alezuzit, sometimes he'll have money and he'll give it Tarchazman, Yechadullah Latardan later. And Rish Lakish holds no. There's no Shebet Aguf until Kriyas Azman. And Stam Allah Shloshim, there is Shebet Aguf right away, just that he has no schus. He has no schus Igvi. The Malva has no schus to ask for the money. But there is a Shebet Aguf. So therefore, everyone agrees, Adam Pareya Tarchazman. Psychologically, because he has to be concerned, he has to thinking about it at the whole time, the 30 days, how am I going to pay back the money at the end? So sometimes it will pay Terech Azman. But a Kaveh Azman, if I made a Kaveh Azman, you can hold the money for the next $20,000. You can hold it for 5 years. So if you hold that there's no Shebet Aguf at all, and you can't make a Piran Balkorcha Terech Azman, that's like a third party making a Piran Balkorcha. You can't, because the third party doesn't have a Shebet Aguf. So the loiva doesn't have a Shebet Aguf to cover those man. So that's why there's a psychological umdana. If there's no Shebet Aguf, so he's not going to be thinking about paying it. He doesn't have to start thinking about paying it till it comes his man up Piron. So that's why Eidana Peretos man. The psychological umdana depends on whether there's a Shebet Aguf or not. So this is a machloikis, I think, in Rishayim. Whether Eidana Peretos, we pass like Rish Lakish. That's the Gemara on the base, the second white line. The Hilchas HaKir Rish Lakish, Eidana Peretos Manai. It means, does it only mean it's a psychological umdana? Or no, the psychological umdana is based on a principle, Eidana Peretos Manai Halacha, that you can't make a Piran Balkorcha Teichas Man, because there's no Shebet Aguf on me. So just like a third party can make a Piran Balkorcha of the Malve, so the Loid himself can make a Piran Balkorcha Teichas Man, because there's no Shebet Aguf. So that's a big question in halacha. How do we paskin on this? What did Rish Lakish mean? We paskin like Rish Lakish. What did he mean? Did he only mean psychological omdina? Well, the psychological omdina is based on a halachic principle that Eiron Peret Osmanu, you don't have the ability to make it Piran Achay Bal Korcha Terchazman, because there's no Shebet Aguf. You're like a third party. Terchazman, you're like a third party. Yes. Okay. So we explain. So then the Gemara on the bottom of Amid Beis has a suffix, two lines from the bottom. We discussed it already. Boilehu tovel achazman ve'omaloi patich betos mani mal. He could have said patich bizmani. The Malva comes to the loiva a week after the zman is up. He lent him $20,000 for 5 years, and now it's already a week, a month after the zman was up. And the Malva comes to the loiva and says, "You owe me $20,000. You never paid." So he could have said, "I paid you last week. I paid you when it was due. I paid you that day in cash." Instead of saying, "I paid you in cash," he says, "No, I paid you 3 years ago in the middle. He gave me 5 years to pay the money. I paid you in the middle." So the umdin in his Eidan Pariatos Manai, but over here he has a migu. If he would have said, "Praticha Bizmanai," he would have been believed. Paraiti is Neman, Belishvu, I just take a Shvuas Esses. So is he Neman over here? With a migo of praticha bizmani? Or do you say no? Migo b'makam chazak alamin. What do you mean migo b'makam chazak? I mean rubid alesa kaman. The rubid alesa kaman contradicts the migo. So Tosfos on the bottom, Tosfos, the last three lines has a kasha. Miu kasha, they have a kasha from the Gemara in Yevamos. Where the Gemara talks about also a dintar between a man and a woman over there. The woman If she would have advanced a different taina, she would have been namanis. Now the question is, does she have namanis? The taina that she's advancing is contradicted by a rive. So the Gemara there says, what does it say there? So there it's a migu. She has a migu contradicted by a rive, and it says she's not nemanis. So how come over there it says she's not nemanis, and here it says that she, here it's a sveka adina, where the migu contradicted by Ruben Leisakamon is good, and sometimes they say that it is good. There's a stira, a three-way stira. There are three different gemaras. Sometimes migu contradicted by Rav is good, sometimes no good, and sometimes it's an evayad shita. So that's Taisa's kasha. Taisa doesn't come up with an answer. So that's what the Shach in Siman Pei Beis and Chash Mishpat, the Shulchan Aruch talks about all the kololi migu. So the Shach in Sivkot and Gimel, I looked it up yesterday, the Shach in Sivkot and Gimel in Siman Pei Beis writes, he holds like an Amukah Yosef, he quotes an Amukah Yosef. It's not on our daf. It's on a different Gemara in the end of Bar Metzia, I think. Whether Nebuchadnezzar says it depends how strong the rive is. There's a rive at 51%, there's a rive 61%, 71%, 81%, 91%, 99.99%, there are different kinds of rives. So if it's a very strong rive, the Leiva has such a cockeyed story. The Malva says, I lent you $1,000, pay back the money. It gives a whole crazy story. The cow jumped over the moon, and it was an eclipse, and it was a this and a that, and the fire engine came. Such a crazy story. It's so fishy. It's so ridiculous. Never going to happen in a million years. So a migu contradicted by a very strong rive is not a good migu. If migu is contradicted by a mild rive, that's what migu is all about. Why do you need migu? If the loiva is kaifa hakol is nema, so if he says machalten is chayavta li kenegnam, why do you say that he's nema with a migu? He could have said paraiti alol avisi, say machalten is chayavta li kenegdan is nema, b'toris kaifa hakol. So we explained the Ran on the Rif and Shavua says no, migu means that it's rei atainase. When he says machalta on $1,000, I'm not so friendly with you. I'm not so wealthy. Why should I? The rive is that it's not true. So that's when exactly what migu is all about. Migu means when the taina that the loiva advances is a rive that it's not true, but it's not such a powerful rive, 95% rive. It's a rive 55%, 51%, 55%. So then it's not neman on its own 2 feet. It's not neman b'toras kofar hakol. It's only neman b'toras migu. And if it's a rive of 75%, like over here, einan prayer tos manai. A rive of 75%, so that's a sveka adina in the Gemara. The different degrees of rive, the halacha in different places talks about different degrees of rive. You have a rive with a meir tamatzei, a rive without a meir tamatzei, different kinds of rive. La hocha bipuach nefosh esacha, a rive, one of the rabbanim had a shayla. On the Erev Shabbos, someone was at high risk. He has asthma, and he has high blood pressure, and he has other things. He's at high risk if he gets COVID. So he was vaccinated, both vaccinations, and he got COVID. He went and they checked him, he has COVID. So he wanted to go to the hospital that he should they should give him the treatment, and then he wanted to go home. But if he has COVID, he can't get a goyish taxi cab to drive him home on Shabbat. They won't let him stay in the hospital because it'll make everybody else sick. And he has no place to stay near the hospital. So he could have rented a place in the hotel, but he needs all of it, because he has asthma and his other stuff, so he needs all the stuff that he has home. And he can't bring it there to the hotel. So says Yilat, that's a suffix sakana. It's a suffix sakana for him. He may die. But it's far-fetched. So how many people who had both vaccinations died? It's rare that people had both vaccinations get COVID. So this guy belongs to the myth. He got the COVID, even despite the fact they had both vaccines. How many of them die? Even very, very rare. But it's not one out of a million. Maybe it's one out of 100, one out of 200 or something. But that's the din. But if it's Echemini, Elef Alfei Alafim, one out of a million. Then you don't say that's a suffix or constant fashas. So pidin, the different degrees of raiv. The raiv in different places has a different shiur. It's not always the same din. So that's what the Shach writes. That's the teretz the Taisus Kashi. So the teretz is like the Muki Yosef wrote, I think the end of Bab Metzia. Lo kol ha-chazal kashovis. Not all the raivs are the same. Every 51%, 60%, 71%, 81%. So sometimes that's what Migu is all about. Because the taina ha-pateris that he has is contradicted by Rav. Re'e tainose. So that's exactly what Migu is all about. If it's contradicted by such a strong raiv, 99%, so then for sure, Migu ma-makan chazaka is no good. And if it's a 75% raiv, then it's an ibay the life sheet and nigimah. We go la kula, amotzi machaber olav araya, kula la nitva, that we say the migu is good. Okay, Gulinetta, tomorrow I'd like to continue here. We got to discuss here the Taisus. I feel that miyasmi is an important Taisus. I've got the rabban on the bottom Taisus, the first few lines in the bottom Taisus. Me, I mean, the makam chazak amali, the shach. A lot of halachas here. Okay, good.